Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Swing and a fly ball hit the deep right center field. This is going to win it. Way back, gone over the 371 mark. Cliff Floyd.
Hit the home run, and Cliff Floyd cranks it deep to right. Is it fair? Home run, two-run shot. That ball ended up in the river.
It's imperative to get that first win. Okay. Where they are right now, they got hot at the right time. Matt Boyd came through and did what he needed to do, got back on track, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score as we broadcast live from Gallagher Way, getting you ready for Game 2 of the Cubs and Padres series. And it's so nice to see Cliff Floyd in the house, the 17-year Major League veteran. He's an analyst for Marquee Sports Network, as you know, and MLB Network, president of the Cliff Floyd Foundation, and you're at Cliff Floyd 30 on Twitter. You're also on Instagram for the people.
Yeah. I get hacked all the time on Twitter, so I don't even know what my handle is anymore. They just hack me anytime they want these days.
Mark gets hacked on Instagram. He's out here selling crypto.
No. I had lost my Twitter, which was at Mark Grody Sports, which had all the followers and all the people.
Yeah.
And I got it hacked, and it's gone.
It's gone.
It's just gone.
Yeah, I got 100 people following me, so the 100 that be talking crap, I know who you are. I keep receipts.
Thank you for
Seriously,
being as petty
man.
As I am. Thank you for inspiring me.
I have to really put my phone down when people talk crazy because I'd be like, nah, HR don't hit me
up. In the meantime, let me help you both, and I will set you up with dual-factor authentication so you don't have to worry about this hacking.
Is that
business.
What it is? Is
let
that,
me help yeah. you guys, like offline. I will do that as a thank you for coming
I'm
on
so
the show.
I'm so lame with social media, bro. Like, I mean, at my age, I should be. My kids be like, Dad, just put it down, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids
not having
real,
your kids talk to you crazy.
Yeah, my kids are harsh, dog. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm like, you're right. Dad had his moment, and now, you know.
You're still having your moment, sir.
I'm trying. You know, I'm trying to stay relevant. It's hard.
I really enjoyed you guys when you did your special edition of Cubs 360 the other day.
Yeah.
And you had Lance Brzdowski on, and you guys were talking about the possibility of an opener. And now here we are.
Here we are.
Game 2. It's an opener. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think for me, it's always about the cat and mouse in the postseason without trying to be too cute, right? So you put guys in situations to always be successful. I think Shota, we've seen the month of September just hasn't been. And I'm speculating. I don't even know Shota's coming in after, you know,
Kittredge.
Kittredge starting.
Kitty. Yeah.
So I don't know who's coming in after, but I do believe this. It's all hands on deck. You know, you're trying to get this thing over with and move on without getting to that game three, because game three, anything can happen, man. So I think you did what you need to do yesterday. Winning game one is always imperative for me. But I think when you look at this situation, they're built for an opener type situation for this team, with the fact that you lost a big start in Cahort.
It's still hard for me to wrap my head around in a way, because I know, and I'm speculating with you, I think we all think Shota's the next guy in after Andrew Kittredge. And it's no shine off of what he's done. He coming in after the trade deadline, I think, has done a really good job. But it still communicates the case where this isn't the original plan, you know, and that's what makes it hard to wrap your head around.
Well, everything is, you know, if I go back into when I played and watch how managers dissected the game, it was more of things deviate. And it's based on personnel. It's based on production. And, you know, you have to put your feelings aside come postseason if you're a player. Just put them aside. Egos checked. You know, you're doing what you have to do to get out there and perform and hopefully get a dub. If you're not in the foxhole with me, then I don't want you. That's how I look at it. Look, and I'm not trying to be tough guy. It's just about winning. I'd like to win so bad that, man, I can taste it every time I step on the field. And if you ain't feeling that, then why are you out here?
They want to win so badly and do things so differently that they had Daniel Palencia pitching in a scenario that he had never pitched in yesterday.
But flip it on the other side with Mike Schilt. You had Mason Miller come in.
And oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
These moments dictate how you go out there and manage a game. So I think the big thing with Palencia, and I'll say this, and I'm happy to say this. When you think about confidence, you have to build that back up. Whatever happened that day, he gave up four runs and he came out, and I thought his shoulder blew off his arm. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was gone.
It was a nightmare day.
I thought it was a wrap. Yeah. But I'm like, man, you need high velocity dudes. You need them. It's important to have these dudes. I don't care who you are, but you need them with confidence. And you need him to get big bats out. The one thing I saw yesterday is when he started Nando off with that slider, I go, okay, he back. You got 101. You just got to play the game. You can't always go out there and just say, hey, I got 100. Because I can hit that. Well, I can't hit it now. But in my mind, I can hit 100.
I think you still could. If Jake Arrieta can throw 90, I think you could still hit 100.
Yo, how about that dude? He's about to run a marathon in December. I was
what?
Like, bro, you tripping. But when you look at Jake, and you look at these dudes and you hear Jake talk about, like, you know, I asked him about plan B as far as, you know, how guys go about if their best pitch is not working for them that day. He goes, you work through it. And I just thought that was different because for me, I'm like making adjustments throughout the whole game as a hitter. These guys, they got, you have to, you if you throw a sinker, you got to figure out how to get that thing to sink.
Well, to your point. You talk about confidence. This is my concern. I've been saying don't start Shota Imanaga. So I like the opener idea. How do you get his confidence back at this point? Because we've seen it kind of dwindling over the last few starts.
If I'm Hadavi, I tell him, hey, look, your velocity is not what you think it is. So when you turn around, and we always see it, we see the same thing. When he turns around and looks like, ooh, they got that one right. I'm like, yeah, because you think you're not throwing a 92 with the late – you know, glide on it or whatever they call it, the rise on it. And so if you don't have that, then you got to locate better. And I believe if you don't have velocity, then you better have location. You better be able to hit all quadrants of that plate without it being in the middle. And so the middle for me is what he has to stay away from because we've seen it happen, right? When you look at his last few starts, yes, you can be a fly ball pitcher. I get it, on a windy day blowing in. You can't be a fly ball pitcher on a day like, well, today I don't know. It's kind of
it's supposed to be blowing in. I don't know the latest.
They say it's blowing in.
So,
yeah.
But you still can't go by that because I thought it was blowing in yesterday, and Carson Kelly's ball just kept going.
I want to ask you about that too. We're talking to Cliff Floyd, happy to do so, the 17-year major league veteran here, and Raheem Harrison Grody talking about playoff baseball. You're the one who teaches us about approach. You do a great job with that on Marquee, for
Thank
sure.
You.
I do feel like we are seeing a pretty, I think, as good as we can get these days, but defined two-strike approach out of Carson Kelly. What do you think?
I love what Carson's done this year overall, right? When you look at the catcher tandem that they have, I mean, they've driven over 90-plus runs. I didn't expect that. I don't know about y'all.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think... And I've talked to Carson about it. It's more of how he went to the offseason, trusted that his work that he put in. He talks about Barry Bonds, and people go, well, you ain't going to hit like Barry. He ain't say he was going to hit like Barry Bonds. Nobody's going to hit like Barry Bonds. I don't care. Present. I don't care when you think you're going to hit like Barry. You ain't doing it. But I think you can take some of the things that Barry even tried to teach me. I remember back at the All-Star game in Seattle, he was like, why are you trying to go get the ball? I go, well, everybody say hit the ball out front. He goes, no. You go catch the ball out front, you let the ball come to you, and then you catch it. And I go, Barry, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to tell me some junk that is, you know, like, I can't do that crap.
Yoda.
But then you start thinking about it. Right, let it get deep. And I'm a back leg hitter. Carson's a back leg hitter. So let it get deep and catch the baseball with the bat. Now, it sounds like some crazy stuff, right? But if you start thinking about it, And it's part of your game. It allows you to go to the cage and work on it. And the one thing you have to always do is trust that when you get to the game, when you cross those white lines, it's going to work. And Carson believed it's going to work, and it worked.
What about Dylan Cease? He comes in 8-12, 4.55 ERA, obviously prominent with the White Sox, was with the Cubs organization at one point in time. What's the approach against somebody like him?
Well, I think with Dylan, he's probably pitching with a little chip on his shoulder, the fact that they traded him to the White Sox and so on and so forth. But that's how, in my mind, that's how players think, right? I think the approach to your question is, I mean, he can be really on or he could be really off. And if you look at his ERA, he's sitting close to a 5, right? Has really good fastball. So his fastball, he likes to throw 45. I was looking at Baseball Savant. I got so much information in my head, I lose it. Maybe 45-50% first pitch. I'm trying to ambush Dylan Cease. I'm not waiting around to get to all this other stuff he throws, because I want him to make that mistake early in the count, and then put guys on base. When he get guys on base, to me, he gets a little flustered. But then again, if you get the Dylan Cease that's pitched a couple games where you're like, holy crap, where is this guy consistently? Then it's going to be a tight ball game.
He nibbles. He
throws a lot of pitches.
He used to do it a lot when he was with the White Sox, not as much now.
So his last two starts, I saw that he nibbled one game, and then he just came out and just exploded the next one, right?
Right.
So he's hit or miss. Obviously, the Padres hoping he's hitting, you know, they're missing. But a lot of guys are trying to be a little too cute in my eyes these days. The umpires are, as we saw yesterday, no disrespect to none of these dudes, but I know they're trying their tails off. He missed about eight calls. In the postseason, you can't do that. But I think when you look at these guys, when you nibble too much, these guys don't miss them, because you have these guys framing way too much. And umpires are – they just don't see some of the things that we on the TV see.
So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're down, I assume, then, with the challenges.
I can't wait.
I think it's just going to add a level of drama to the game, because you get to, and you don't lose them as long as you're not wrong. But when you're wrong, your teammate's going to be looking at you like, why'd you waste the challenge?
Yeah.
Especially if it's early in the game.
Well, you know, they're going to have a strategy with it. You know what I mean? I mean, basis loaded situations, I'm tapping my hat. You know, late in the game, I'm tapping. But I think it's also going to take some pressure off these umpires. Just like the U.S. Open, when the guy, late girl sitting up there, and it's like, well, let's go to this. Boom. Oh, that ball hit the line. Oh, he's in.
Marshall compares it all the time.
I said this maybe 5-10 years ago. Why aren't we doing this in baseball?
Why are we not?
It's so easy.
Yeah. And you know another thing? If we get to go to replay challenges, how about you give me I can challenge anything. I want everything.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
See, that's going to be the problem.
That's going to lengthen the game, though.
What I say is like that. Okay. Well, you should add one at least. The runner running down first base, outside the box, outside the lane.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't have the throw lane, should be able to be a challenge. That is a non-challengeable play now.
Okay.
Because the umpires, to me, they don't know the rule wholeheartedly yet. And it happened this year in Philly.
As far as establishing the line.
Because the umpire told Craig that, well, if he had hit him while he was outside the line, then he was out.
Yeah.
But Craig's point is, I'm trying to get him out. So if I miss him, it's because he's outside the line.
Right.
Which is why he threw the ball down to right field. So, I don't know, little things like that. And when I look at NFL, it's the same thing. I'm like, why are you telling me I can't challenge this, but I can challenge that? Like,
you see how the NFL had to overturn that stuff and pass interference one year and not the next.
They mess around with it too much. Like, do little things that, to me, like, well, pass interference to me is just one of those things where, I mean, you can call it all day, I guess, when they tugging on your jersey when you're trying to make a play. But I just look at the game. When it comes to the postseason, one call can change the game.
Amen.
One call. And that's just how I see it. But
I also want to talk to you about this when it comes to the postseason. I really appreciated what you had to say, having been there and been in that experience when I was watching the clubhouse celebrations of when they clinched after the game against the Pirates. I want to give you the time to talk about how special that feeling is, because I feel like there were a lot of memories coming back to you. What do you want to tell people about that time that maybe you didn't have time to say previously?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is you better enjoy every moment. That's the reason I love Matthew Boyd. It's the reason y'all always hear me say, if there's one person that I wish I could take a little bit from and go back to my career and appreciate the game more, appreciate the environment, appreciate everywhere. Because every place you go has a separate memory, right? And so when you're in the postseason, I remember what happened in Tampa. I remember it vividly, like in my mind. Like I remember walking, you know, and going crazy when they started putting the plastic up in Boston and we lost the game. And we had, like, can you remember all these moments?
That's
right?
Painful.
But you also remember when you're in that clubhouse and these brothers that you have for the rest of your life are going crazy. We never grow up. We just, you know, act like we're adults. But I know I get bad at
social media.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's all it has.
Real quick, I just wanted to ask you about the shadows and if it was as big a factor as we believe it to have been in game one, game two.
That's a great question. Listen, I go back to 07 when I was here. We had one game here when we lost to the D-backs. I had the baseball gods on my side because no balls came out there. But had they come out there, I had a problem.
Okay.
But that game time was 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So it's what's crazy is it's at the end of the game now.
Right.
So early on, I was looking at the guys. I was watching. It was one moment. Jackson Merle said something to Nando over there in right, saying, "Hey, you know what? If it's low, it's probably gonna give him a little bit of problem." But the high ones didn't. Pete didn't seem to have any problems. Happer had one out there and left, but then you see him, and it's only about the preference of the player, right? Like so Hap didn't have glasses on, but I understood why he didn't have glasses on, because out of the shadows, you can't see. So you make it even darker with the glasses.
Wow!
Now you have a problem. So he chose not to wear the glasses, and I thought that was a smart move because you actually able to find the ball a little bit better without the shadows if you followed off the bat. It sounds like it's a lot, but you basically telling yourself, just watch. Like, you're honing in on the hitter. You can't even watch the pitcher. You're, like, you're just honing in on him, right? You just focus on him. And if he fully swings for a left fielder like myself, fully swings as a right-hander in the box, and he turns towards you, you like, that thing coming to me. So you start, you know what I'm saying? You start figuring out in your head, like, where's that? And today you got the clouds, so that helps you. On the high skies with no clouds.
Yeah. The Arizona skies, right?
Yeah, those are the ones where you just hope nobody on base in the football.
That's hilarious. I love the visual of you being in the outfield. Please don't hit it to me.
Oh, no. I have moments. Listen, cats be lying when they tell you, oh, no, hit it to me. Yeah, you be lying. You lying.
Cliff Floyd, thank you so much for the time.
No
holding court out here. The fans wanted to hear you speak. You get to do more of that today on Marquee Sports Network. We appreciate
all right,
the time.
Thanks for having
thank
me.
You,
thank
man.
You so much,
appreciate
Cliff.
You.
We will hook you up with
this guy.
Multi-factor authentication. We have more coming up here from Wrigley Field. Gallagher Way getting you ready for game two of the playoffs. Raheem Harrison Grody next on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.